on the line. Para español, diga español o marque.
Yes, sir.
Please note that on Martin Luther King Day, bus service will operate on a regular weekday schedule. The Transit Information Call Center will be open from 5 a.m. to 9 p.m. Central Station will be closed. You can return to this menu at any time by saying Main Menu. To enter touchtone only mode, press 88 or CT. For instructions at any time, say Help. You can also say Repeat at any time. Would you like information on buses or other transportation services?
Light rail.
In 2005, construction began on the starter line.
Operator.
For quality purposes, this call may be recorded or monitored.
Okay, thanks. My name is Pat Schwinn. You have left me...
All of our agents are still assisting other customers. Please remain on the line, and your call will be answered in the order it was received. But on proposed changes to the fare structure for transit and select ADA services, the hearing will be held from January 6th through the 20th.
Valley Metro Salisbury, how can I help you?
Are you allowed to take guns on the light rail?
You know what? Let me... check for you. I'm going to put you on just a moment, okay?
Sure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
sorry about the leak there.
Okay.
As long as you have a permit, it is allowed.
Well, it's not a concealed weapon. I just carry a gun on my side, and I don't have a permit. You know, I carry it openly. See, in Arizona, you don't need a permit to carry openly.
Well,
you only need a permit to carry with a concealed weapon, and I just, you know, carry it on, you know, everybody can see it.
Okay. Let's see. I know they said with the permit. Let me. So that's only if it's concealed. So if you carry it on your side, let me see. Let me ask my supervisor again.
Receive the public's input on proposed changes to the fare structure for transit and select ADA services. The hearings will be held from January 6th through the 22nd at 6 p.m. at various locations throughout the valley. Visit valleymetro.org for location information or send your comments to fares@valleymetro.org.
Cool. So, from what you said, it's only with if you have a permit. Like, a police officer in the city.
Could I get your name then?
Desiree.
What was that again?
Desiree.
Desiree? And do you have like a number or something?
5068.
5068. And can I get your supervisor's name too?
I'm sure. Just a moment. My direct supervisor is Cindy.
It's Cindy. And so essentially you've said it's not legal to take a gun on the light rail unless you're a cop or you have a permit or something like that.
That is, like I said, I'm still trying to get from the last interaction I had with the host guy, the permit. Like I said, I'm sorry.
No, I wasn't picking on you. I'm just, you know, asking.
Oh, yeah, but I'm saying the last conversation is that it was with the permit, and I'm still trying to confirm it, but they're just on other calls, so I'm...
Oh, I see. So you're saying you haven't gotten with them yet.
Right. I'm still checking to see who's available.
Don't worry. I'm easy to get along with.
No, because I do want to give you the right information, but I do have to confirm that for you. And let's see here. I'll try someone else if
they're
open.
Cool.
Okay. I
said cool.
Oh, okay. All
right. You don't have written stuff? Do you have like a manual that you read where you can look it up in that?
It's not listed anywhere that I've looked so far.
Okay.
Yeah, nothing where you can like just pick up and read and it says that. But I'm still checking. Just another moment.
Cool.
New bus service changes are in effect. All bus trips within the city of Phoenix that start before 5 a.m. and after 10 p.m. will be removed from the schedule at this time. Please also note that all Saturday schedules in Phoenix will now operate on Sunday schedules. We apologize for any inconvenience. Visit valleymetro.org for more service change details. Valleymetro.org in the palm of your hand. Now introducing Valley Metro's cell phone friendly website. It's fast and easy to access bus schedules, the online trip planner, rider alerts, and more. Right from your cell phone. It's perfect for people on the go.
What's that, your car t-shirt?
Give it a try today.
Yeah, okay. Cool.
Finding a transit book when you can get one at valleymetro.org. Download the online version and print only the pages you need for your specific routes. It's not only convenient, it's a great way to lighten your load. Try it today.
Partner, find your match today. Log on to valleymetro.org and sign up for Valley Metro's free ride matching service. It's easy, cost effective, and can help reduce air pollution, traffic congestion, and the stress of your daily commute. Thank you.
customized itinerary with options for the fastest route, fewest number of transfers, or shortest walking distance between bus stops.
Sir, sorry about that. We, okay, so we did confirm, so it has to be, nursing has to have a permit to carry concealed or unconcealed.
Okay, so you're telling me I cannot take my gun on the bus unless I have a permit. Okay, and again, what was your name?
Desiree.
Desiree, and your number again?
5068.
And did they give you any source for this, or like what law it is, or what Valley Metro rule number it is?
No, this is just something that my supervisor knew offhand, and said that you do have to have a permit for either concealed or non-concealed.
Okay, what was your supervisor's name again?
The person I asked, her name is Dina.
Say that again?
Dina.
Dina? Okay. Yes. Cool. Well, thanks a lot for talking to me.
Right, no problem. Very
okay.
Much,
bye.
And let's see. What do I have to do?
Okay, well. Hey, what's today, Pat?
Wednesday.
Today is Wednesday, January 14th. And what time is it about? That's 12:35, and the people at Valley Metro just told me that I wasn't allowed to bring guns on the buses.
Jesus Christ, I think that would be telling you can't make your own whiskey with gun shoes.